machlokes in the second case, where the first story came out through the doifin, I would have thought to say maybe the whole come a rabba. Maybe over here is rabba machmil chumra to say to kedusha chal mikan labo later on, as if to say the kedusha should be chal upon this uber. And here it does not hold like Rafuna to go to kulu to say the kedusha is not chal. I will behold, but in the first case, where there will be a chumra to say the kedusha's first chal mikan labo, there will be a chumra to say the kedusha's chal amafreya, and to say that the mechira to the goy is not chal, ema, maybe I would say that moidele le Rafuna, maybe Rabba would agree to Rafuna le chumra to say the kedusha is chal amafreya, and therefore that you sold to the goy is not chal at all, is tzricha. Therefore, neither machlokes, both words tell us no, that both Rabba and both Rafuna hold their shittis, both Lakula and the Chumra. That Rabba holds the Kedusha's first Chal Mikana Labor means as long as Raiv, and when Raiv of the animal comes out through the Rechem, that's when Kedusha's Bechoros Chal. And Rafuna holds no, it always has to be Chal Amafreya. That after exactly Raiv of the animal comes out, now it has to be that Lamafreya, the beginning of the coming out, that was all part of the Kedusha. That all gave it its Kedusha. So the beginning also has to be through the Rechem. And if the first third was not through the Rechem, it would not have the Kedushas Bechor. Now the Gemara is going to go to bring a proof from our Mishnah. Tonight we're going to our Mishnah, Hamabakeres, Hamakashilelid. If you have this animal that's giving birth to its first Bechor, to its first offspring, and it's having a hard time. So it says in the Mishnah, Mechatech Eberever, when the first hand light comes out, you're allowed to cut off that hand, and Mashman has no Kedusha yet, and therefore Mashnech Leklovim, if you want, you can throw it to the dogs. So my love, isn't the Mishnah talking about even the case of Mechatech Umaniach, that when the first hand of the Uber comes out, the fetus comes out, you cut it off and you put it on the floor. And then when the second hand comes out, you cut that off and also put it down on the floor. So I say, after Reiv, if it comes out, you have it all in front of you. And still the Mishnah still says, you're allowed to throw it all to the Klovim. The question is, V'yam, you know, told me, like Rav Huna says, that l'mafreyehu kodosh, now that roiv of the uber came out, now it's chad kedusha l'mafreyeh, as if we say when the first pieces came out, it had a kedushas bechor on it, and so you cover me boilei. The Mishnah should have said, you have to bury these pieces right now. How could the Mishnah say, let us throw it to the klovim? Bishleim, according to Rav, it's very good. If the kedushas first chal mekana labo, it's only what comes out afterwards, is kodosh. But the first pieces that you cut off already, they had no Kedushas Bechor. It's good, you can give it to the dogs. But according to Rav Huna, that the Kedushas Chal Amafreya, and the Havaminuz, you have the pieces here in front of you, so Lachura, now it should be Chal Kedushas Bechor on them. How could you give them to the dogs? You should have to bury them. Samara says, Loi, it's not Pshan the Mishnah. Hocho b'mayaskinen. You know what we're talking about in our Mishnah? The Mechatechu Mashlich. When the first hand comes out, normally you cut it off and you throw it right away to the dogs. So therefore, even according to Rav Huna, no Kedushas Chal until Roiv comes out. Avo, but what's going to be in the case of Mechatech or Meniach? But let's say you cut off a hand and put it down on the floor, and then the second one you cut off and put down on the floor, and when Roiv or the animal comes out, you have it in front of you. Mai, what do you want to tell me then? The din should be covered, should have to bury it. If that's true, according to Rav Huna, that's what should come out. So that's really true. If so, add the Tani Sefer. Why does it say in the Sefer of the Mishnah? Yotze Rubai. Once Roiv of the Uber comes out, now it's Chal Kedushan, and therefore you cover. So if an Iftara, Minabachor, the Mishnah also says what? That now it's already Potem Minabachor, means that if it has another baby, later, another Uber lady, later, that's not a Bechor anymore. Because this first one was the Peter Rechem. Mashma, now what comes out afterwards, that's Yikover. So the Chura question is, Liflug Lisna Badidei, why doesn't the Mishnah divide up the Reish and say like this, that Bemedver Mamurim, when do I say that you let it throw the pieces of this Bechor to the Klovin, Bemechatech Mashlech Ever, only if each piece that you cut off when it comes out, right away you throw it to the dogs, then we say you're allowed to give it to the dogs, because since Rav did not come out yet, it's not Chal Kedushas Bechor on it. But what's going to be in the case of Mechatech, when the first arm comes out, you cut it off, or Meniach, and you put it down, and then when Rav comes out, like you have all the pieces in front of you, you cover, and Echnami, then the din should be is, that now it's Chal Kedushas Bechor on all the pieces, and you should have to bury them all. So Taka, the Mishnah doesn't say the Chiddush even in the Reish's case, that even though each piece from the Kemat you cut it off, but if you have all right here, you should have a Chiyuv to bury it. The Gemara answers, yes, Enechnami, Hochi Nami Koma. This is what the Mishnah means to say. That Benedvor Mamurim, when does the Reish of the Mishnah say? That Amavakera Samakar Shalelet, Mechatech Eivor Umashlich Leklovim. When is that Alocha, the Mechatech Umashlich? Only if the piece you cut off right away you throw to the dog before Rove comes out. Avo Mechatov Menyach, let's say you cut off pieces and pieces and you leave it there until Rove comes out. Then the Mishnah means to say, Nasa, that's as if Kimishiyotza Rubai, as if Rove of the Vlad came out already, and Melis Chal Kdushas Bechor on all these pieces, and therefore the Yikover will have a Chiyuv to bury even these pieces that you cut off already. That's the way Rav Huna would learn Pshat in our Mishnah. So therefore our Mishnah is not a Kashan Rav Huna, but Rav Huna can also learn very good, according to his Pshat, our Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, Boi Ravo, Ravo has a shadow like this. What's going to be? Holchu b'yevorim achor roiv. Do we go after the limbs, after roiv of the limb? So Mishnah has to do whether it's called the Yeluda later or not. That's the Locha, when roiv of the uber, roiv of the fetus comes out, that's called a leder. What's going to be if roiv of it comes out is only a leder with a worm, with the robe of the aver? So roiv of the limb, is that considered you go bosser roiv or not? Or the Mar says, remember, you don't go bosser roiv. You don't go bosser the limbs to make it a roiv. Like we'll soon see what the shailer is. So the Mar says, hey, you're dumb, what are we talking about over here? And let me, if you want to tell me, go going to yot, so roiv. Beneath Aver, that Rove of the animal went out, and what was Maslim, Rove of the Uber that came out, was the Neat of the arm. Let's say Neat of one Aver. Means Rove of that arm is still inside the womb, just the Neat, the small part of it went out, and with that small part out, now it's sort of like Rove of the animal is outside. And becoming boiled, we have a shout like this. Hi Neat of Roy, the Hi Neat of Roy, this little bit that's outside, again. That roiv of the animal, roiv of the uber, is outside, but only what makes up the roiv is, let's say, the arm, a little bit of the arm is out. Now, only a meat of the arm is outside, that makes up roiv of it. Now, that little bit of the arm that's outside, roiv of the arm that was inside. So maybe my shadler is hi muta de broi, that little bit of the arm that's outside, bosa roiv, the aver shadinale, should we put it bosa roiv of the arm itself, and since roiv of the arm is still inside the womb, maybe it's considered like the whole arm is inside, and therefore it's not considered like rove of the animal was not let already. Let's put this meat of the arm that's outside the womb, bossa rove of the uber, rove of the fetus, with this arm is outside. So maybe it's called kilo dummy. Maybe that's the shayla. So where it says no, pshita, that can't be a shakla. If so, it's poshid, the loy shavkina rove of the uber. For sure would make this meat of the arm go after rove of the uber that's outside. Avada would go after rove of the uber, and you know, you can't leave over the rove of the uber, for you have lean the boss of rove aver. It doesn't make any sense to go boss for the rove of the aver, the rove of the arm that's inside. Pshita, this meat that's outside, should go boss the rove of the uber that's outside, and therefore, of course, it's called kiludami. That can't be a shayla. Ella, rather, Rav Shalom was like this. Ella, Kagoin Shiyotza Chetziv. I'll tell you now that half of the animal is outside. Only half of it was really born so far. But Baroiv Aver, out of this half, Rove of the arm is outside. In other words, that Mitzias, only half of the animal is out. But half of it is out means the arm, Rove of the arm is out. That makes up half. So the question is becoming Boyulei, Hoom Yutu de Begavoi. The rest of the arm, the little part of the arm that's still inside the womb, Mao, what's the locha? Should we throw that meat as if it's also born, as if it's outside already? Since the robe of the arm is outside, maybe the meat inside is also considered like it's outside already? And if you consider it like that, then Rove is outside, the Habashem of Yelud. Or maybe no, since the mice only Machtz is outside, the Machtz is still inside, even though robe of the Aver is outside, but the meat that's inside is still inside. So maybe it's not called Yelud. That's the Shaila. On this Tashma, come here. Says Yotzer Rubai, if Rove of the Uber, the fetus comes out, I raise the cover, then it's Chalak Vishus B'choron, and you have to bury it. So my Ruba, what does the Mishnah mean to say if Rove comes out? Ilay meruba mamish to mamish rova, the animal comes out. So the more ad hashtal yashmina the ruba chula. Didn't we know before this that there's a klal of rova chula? We know this klal already. Ed Allah, this is the case talking about. We're going shiyotza chetzio b'rei gaver. Must be our case that only really half of the animal, half of the uber came out. But in that half, there's rove of the aver, rove of an arm. And we said that the meat inside is basar, rove of the outside, it's called chiludami. So here we should have a shalah that we do say the meat inside goes basar, the rove outside, to make it considered like rove is outside, like the yilud. So we're saying, Lord, maybe that's not the pshana mishnah. The mishnah's talking about kagoyin, shayotza, ruba, the meat aver. It could be the opposite way. That lamaisa, rove of the uber stock is outside. Just what makes up rove is a meat of the arm that's outside and rove of that arm is still inside. Well, Kamashman, then the Chiddush Mishnah is, Le Shavkin and Rubu the Uber, the Behem of Yazin and Basar, Aver. So we do not say leave over the rove of the Uber, but rather look at this arm itself and to say that since rove of the arm is still inside, even the meat that's outside should also be considered like it's inside. That's the Chiddush. No, we do not say this. And since Lamaisa, rove of the Uber is outside, even though it's only made up with the meat, with a small part of this arm, but the ma'aser tzidah ki ludami, and therefore the Mishnah says it has a kedushas b'chor on it. But to our shalat could be we're not pushing. Now the Gemara says, "Boi Rav, Rav has a shalat like this. What's going to be korchoy b'siv? Again, this uber before it comes out of the mother's womb, you wrap it around b'siv. Rashi says that God of Nichrach what grows around the deck of the palm tree." So Kitsi, you wrap it around the uber, and then it comes out through the womb. Is the womb still mekadesh it or not? Mahu. The other shalva is betalisima. Let's say you wrap around the uber in the mother's stomach with a talis, and then it goes out. So the kids, it's not really touching the rechem. Is that mekadesh it still or not? Usually what's mekadesh the bechor is the fact when it comes out, it touches the rechem is mekadesh it. But over here, there's like a chatzitz in between the uber and the rechem and the womb. So that's a shalva. These things are chaytus or not. B'shalisa, let's just wrap them with its own placenta. So that's the question. B'shalisa, uchu, that's always the way an uber comes out with this placenta. That's not called a chatitza. Eli rather means like this. B'shuya cheres mal, it comes out wrapped around somebody else's placenta. Is that called a chatitza or not? Korchosov, yachzosov, yetziosoi. Let's say, Stam, the mother wraps it around the uber, and somebody takes it out, mal. Zechidam, what's the case talking about? If the head comes out first, and after the head comes out first, then they wrap around the rest of the body and pull it out. So it's a question, potrosei. Like once the head came out, that's called a leida. Rashi says, reisha lerechem, the kodesh miyad has the kedushas b'chor already. So yotzer reisha, reisha kilud, it's called like it's born already. El the shalom must be the nofer derech like leisav, where it came out through its feet first. Its feet came out first, and Rashi says, before a robe of it came out, then you wrapped it around. That's the shal. Is this called a chatzitza or not? Now the Gemara says, what's going to be bolusu chuldo? Let's say a weasel like swallows up the fetus. The weasel puts its mouth inside the womb of the mother and swallows up the fetus. That's called bolusu chuldo. Where it's yours, it brings it out. Mahu, is that called a kedushas b'chor or not? The Gemara says, it's you who afikte. Like if he takes it out, so chur pshita, it's no good. Pshita has no kedusha. If either the weasel took it out, that's not called a leida. Hell, the case is like this. Beluso, that's true, the weasel first swallowed the weasel, the fetus. V'yaitziyos, and he brought it outside the womb. But then, v'yachnisos, v'yachiyos, again, he put it, the weasel went back in again, and spit it out back into the womb. And then, v'yotzmelov, this fetus went out by itself. So mao, that's a shiloh. Now that it came out lamais at the end by itself through the womb, is the womb a kadishit? Or maybe no, since it went out already once through the weasel, it has no kedushas b'chor. Now the Gemara says, what's going to be hidvik? Let's say somebody joined together two wombs from two different animals. Hidvik shnei rechomim, v'yotze mizeh, v'nichnas lezeh, and this fetus went out from one womb and went into the other one. So, is that called a lady or not? Didei potet la didei le potet. Maybe only its own, its womb part, the womb only part is itself. But here, where it went out through another womb, maybe it's not called peter rechem. I do, but the la didei nami potet. even though it went through another womb, but so what? The mice is still a womb of an animal, and the mice is still called Peterechem, so maybe it still has the Kedushas Bechor. So in all these shalos, the Gemara says, take us to Shiloh, whether in such a case that Uber has a Kedushas Bechor or not. Voyu Ravacher, Ravacher has a shalos like this. What's going to be is Niftachu Koisle Beserechem. Let's say the walls of the womb opened up very wide, and now like the fetus just falls out. Mahu, doesn't touch the sides of the rechem, is it still Mekadosh or not? The shalur is Avir Rechem Mekadosh. Is it just the fact that it passes by the space, the air of the womb, that's what's Mekadosh it, and here it went through that air space? Or do we maybe know it's Negiyas Rechem Mekadosh, the fact that the Uber touches the sides of the rechem, that's what's Mekadosh it usually. Voleka, here the fetus did not touch the walls of the womb, since they opened up so wide, it didn't touch it. So that's a shalom that have a Kedushas Bechor or not. Another shalom would be Boi Ma Baravashi Nekru Koisle Beserechem. Let's say the walls of the womb were torn away. What's the halacha? Mal. Samar says Nekru, if the walls were torn away, let's naya, so pshit, there's no Kedushas Bechor, the womb is not here. Ela means like this, Nekru V'tol Lebet Savari. Let's say the walls of the womb were torn away, and now it rests, let's say, it's rested upon the neck of the Uber. Let's say now the Rechem is upon the neck of the Uber. So that's a Shaila Mau. Bim Koima Mekachi, Stodim Koima Loi Mekachi. Is the Uber, is the Rechem only Mekachi in its right place? And here it's not in its right place, it's not Mekachi the Uber. I do, Mishlebim Koima, not Mekachi. Even though the womb was torn out of its place, but Lamaisa the Uber went through the womb, so even though it's not in the right place, maybe still it would give the Kedushas Bechor on it. So, that's also a shayla. Boi minei Reb Yirmi Reb Zera. Reb Yirmi has a shayla from Reb Zera like this. What's going to be if Nigmanu Koisle Beserechem, let's say the walls of the womb were like peeled off, so it's very, a lot of it was taken off. Now, what's lucha? Now the Uber comes through it. Is it Mekadosh or not? Omelis, he said, listen, Kornogas Beboi, this is told in another shalom that was discussed already. The Boyilon, that was asked. Why? The Boy, Reb Zera. Reb Zera is the Shaila. The Yarmulon, some say, Boy, Mene Reb Zera, Marabasi, that Reb Zera is the Shaila from Rabasi like this. What's going to be Oymed, Merubala Poritz? Let's say the Oymed, like the pot. The part that's left of the womb is more than the part that was gone. In other words, again, it was peeled off the womb, the walls of the womb. Blessed is still Oymed, there's more womb still there, more than the part that's taken away. And now the Yotzah Derek Poritz, and now the Uber goes through the part that's gone, through the Poritz. Or else what's going to be Poritz moved by Oymed? Another shot. Let's say most of the womb was peeled away. Is the opening is more than the womb itself, but the yotze derech oymed, but the uber now goes through and touches the wall, whatever that little part of the womb that's left. So that's a shaila, is it mekadosh or not? So Moses says, ad kan lo yiboyilei el aporetz merub al omed. Aware of the shaila only, even though it's more open, but di koymed boylam. But I call upon him, there is still some wall, there is still part of the womb there. But since there's still part of the womb there, that's a shalom that comes through there as a mekadosh or not. But in case of all the wall of the womb was peeled away, then avada there's no shalom. The avada it's not, it has no kedusha. Then avada cannot be mekadosh the uber. Since there's no left, there's no more meat of the wall of the uber. The whole thing was peeled away, so pshit is not mekadosh the uber. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be behemah shumeis ubra b'toich meyeho? Let's say you have a behemah, and the fetus inside.